Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax won't be on the ballot this year, but every Democrat on the ballot faces the potential of being targeted as standing in the way of a Republican effort to have his accusers tell their stories to a legislative committee, a charge that's now the focus of a Senate TV campaign ad in Northern Virginia. Republican strategist Dan Scanling says that approach won't work everywhere.
If you have a soft Republican district, probably not going to go there. If you have a district that's predominantly large numbers of women, probably not going to go there unless they're conservative women.
Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett says he's surprised Republicans haven't already brought this up.
It's a potent issue, especially when you talk about with swing voters, people that are leaning Democratic right now are generally upper-income white women. And you don't find a whole lot of upper-income white women in polling that agree at all with the Democrats' approach to Justin Fairfax.
So far, the sexual assault allegations have been mentioned in a few pieces of direct mail and in a TV ad for a hotly contested Senate race in Loudoun County. The closing days of the campaign might see Republicans increasingly using this argument in competitive races across Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.